How to install a powered subwoofer to a factory stereo. Top full guide. Sound can be so much more than just an auditory experience. With the right subwoofer, your stereo will reverberate with deep, captivating bass. Here are some steps on how to install a powered subwoofer to a factory stereo. Your car's sound system may already produce a rich bass sound, but with a powered subwoofer, you'll create an even more immersive experience. How to install a powered subwoofer to a factory stereo. Tools needed. You need the right tools to attach your powered subwoofer to your stock stereo. These are the tools that engineers recommend to ensure a smooth installation. A toolbox subwoofer box amplifier wire crimped wiring kit screws RCA cables 50 amps inline fuse wires power wire, ground wires, and speaker wires. Step 1. Place the sub in your vehicle. Your sub's built-in amplifier generates heat, so you need to position it in an area of your vehicle with adequate ventilation and easy access. Step 2. Disconnect your battery. Make sure that the car is switched off and your keys are removed. To avoid damage or short circuits, it is important to disconnect the car battery. It is important to disconnect the negative battery terminal in order to avoid any type of accident. You and your vehicle are protected from any dangerous occurrences by disconnecting the negative battery terminal. It's very easy. Simply open your car's hood and find the battery. Carefully remove the black, negatively charged cable. After you have separated the black cable, you can proceed to install your car subwoofer. Step 3. Install the power cable. Check the ports and cables of your car stereo system. Identify the RCA cables, and then remove the outputs along with the power cable. To reinstall the factory-built car audio system, however, you will need to connect the RCA signal cables to the RCA inputs. Next, connect the power cable from the battery to the car subwoofer. It is important to arrange the wiring connections as the power cable runs from the engine compartment to your car's main cabin. Tuck cables under carpets or trim panels to improve organization and aesthetics. This will conceal the cables and prevent them from being pulled or ripped by people who are riding in the car. Also, you'd need to inspect the amp wiring kit. You may find that the fuse assembly has been prepared. If not, you will need to prepare it. Begin by cutting a small piece of power cable. The length of the power cable should be sufficient to cover the distance between the fuse holder location and the battery position. Once you have enough length, take off the insulation at both ends. Crimp terminal rings on one side and attach the fuse holders on the other. It is important to place the fuse box near the battery in order to prevent short circuits. This is especially true if the fuse and terminal lead are exposed. Step 4. Check the cables for your subwoofer. Before you do anything, make sure that the RCA cable is connected to your car stereo system. These wires should be on the opposite end of the car from the power wire. This is done to reduce electrical noise. The RCA signal cables must be connected to their RCA outputs. The remote turn-on wire, usually seen as the blue wire, should be connected to the stereo's wiring harness. It is, however, not a convenient package for anyone who doesn't use an aftermarket stereo. The preamp outputs are usually not included. Line output converters are required for factory stereos in order to convert high-level amplified signals to RCA preamp level signals. If you do not have a line output converter, tap the speaker wires behind your factory stereo or rear deck speakers. This is used to feed the signal into an integrated amplifier of the powered subwoofer. Step 5. Position your subwoofer. It is important to place the subwoofer's powered power in the right spot. The perfect place should have adequate ventilation because the speakers produce heat. It is important that the location does not cause too much friction, which can damage the wires. Step 6. Attach power cables to subwoofers. The system's third primary connection is the ground wire. Grounding your subwoofer to a bolt is crucial. To achieve this, you will need a bolt to attach the ground wire to your car chassis. The ground wire terminal must be in direct contact with the vehicle's bare metal. Sandpaper can be used to remove any paint or other debris from the ground cable. Connect the power cable to your vehicle's negative battery terminal. This is the terminal that you used to disconnect the black cable before you started the process. To ensure that the wire produces power, it must be handled properly. Step 7. Test the audio on your subwoofer. Before you test the subwoofer system, make sure the built-in amp's gains have been turned down. This will prevent the subwoofer from being damaged. To make sure the factory stereo and subwoofer are working together, start the car. To verify that the subwoofers are functioning, play a song. You can adjust the settings to improve the sound quality. Safety tips and reminders. You should be careful when installing powered subwoofers into a factory stereo system. Insulator gloves are recommended. These gloves protect your hands from electric surges. This will ensure you aren't electrocuted in the event of an accident during installation. Avoid water. Our safety and health officers recommend that you avoid water sources as you will be working with wires and electricity. Water is a strong conductor of electricity and can cause damage to your subwoofers. It can also cause electrocution. Make sure to put in the ground wire. Electronic devices can still be used without ground cables, provided that all elements are present. However, a ground wire provides greater protection against fire and overheating. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=cal0wo3gvvs. Safety tips and reminders. You should be careful when installing a subwoofer into a factory stereo. Insulator gloves are recommended. These gloves protect your hands from electric surges. This will ensure you aren't electrocuted in the event of an accident during installation. Avoid water. Our safety and health officers recommend that you avoid water sources as you will be working with wires and electricity. Water is a strong conductor of electricity and can cause damage to your subwoofers. It can also cause electrocution. Make sure to put in the ground wire. Electronic devices can still be used without ground cables, provided that all elements are present. However, a ground wire provides greater protection against fire and overheating. Why should you install a powered sub? To deliver high-quality sound with crisp and clear bass, a powered subwoofer connects to the factory stereo. The bass system consists of a speaker driver and amplifier as well as a modified enclosure. Using powered subwoofers can optimize bass effects while retaining the familiar factory controls of your car's stereo system. Conclusion. These steps above can help you find it easier to install a powered subwoofer to the factory stereo. If you have any questions or want to learn more about the audio-related blogs, feel free to contact us at hookaudio.com.